The first part of this week will be unsettled with showers and thunderstorms, and some of those storms will have the potential to produce flooding downpours. Later this week, we'll see cooler and drier air come in from the west, and that will make things feel much more pleasant and will also eliminate our chances for rainfall. But in the short term, it will be a bit on the stormy side. We'll have scattered showers and storms in the forecast as we work through the late day and nighttime hours. Some of these storms could be locally strong or severe, with strong gusty winds and hail. The best chance for a strong or severe storm will be from the capital region on south. The other big focus, though, is on the threat for flash flooding, and portions of our region are under a flash flood watch, including areas to the south and east of the capital region. And that threat exists because of all of the humidity in the air. We have dew points that are well up into the 60s to around 70 from about the capital region on south. And that humidity is one of those ingredients that can result in heavy rainfall as storms come through. And that's going to be the threat through tonight, even into the day tomorrow, as showers and storms fire up. Storms will have the potential to produce torrential downpours and localized flooding. It's all being driven by a large upper-level low that has driven itself into the nation's midsection. So for now, we have a broad southwesterly flow aloft, and that's helping to push moisture into the area. By midweek, that upper-level low will work its way closer to us. Now, the system might slow down a bit, so there's the potential that there could still be some rain around Wednesday, depending upon the speed of the system. But later this week, that upper-level low will clear the area, and that will allow for that drier, less humid air to come in from the west. So the idea this week is that it's stormy to start, but pleasant to finish. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain likely, humid, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, variably to mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms with heavy rain likely, humid, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Storms could be locally strong or severe and contain heavy downpours, low in the upper 60s to around 70, and tomorrow variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms with heavy rain likely, humid, high in the upper 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and storms. Some storms could be locally strong or severe with heavy downpours, low 65 to 70, and tomorrow variably to mostly cloudy, showers and storms with heavy rain likely, humid, high in the upper 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, a chance of rain, especially in New England, turning less humid with highs in the 70s to around 80, and partly to mostly sunny on Thursday with highs in the 70s to around 80. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.